From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Turn and Holler, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The air in the recording booth felt thick, not with sound, but with a heavy, unyielding silence. It wasn't the satisfying quiet that settles after a perfect take, but a stubborn, stuck kind of quiet, like a forgotten melody caught in a loop. Turn sat perched on the small electric piano bench, fingers hovering above the keys. They twitched, wanting to play, but unable to commit. Across from them, Holler stood, hands clamped tight around the microphone stand, knuckles stark white against the dark metal. The gray foam panels lining the walls seemed to lean inward, absorbing every unspoken word, every frustrated breath. They were listening to the nothing these two were creating. They had three good lines, three lines that hummed with potential, each note a clear step towards something amazing. But the fourth line remained a solid, impenetrable brick wall. No matter how they approached it, the song simply stopped. "Let's just try it one more time from the top," Holler said, their voice quiet but firm, a steady pulse in the still room. Turn let out a small, exasperated puff of air. "We've tried it 20 times, Holler. It's not working." Their fingers finally descended, pressing down on the keys to form a gentle, questioning chord. It hung in the air, shimmering like dust motes in a sunbeam. "That last line it just sits there. It doesn't do anything." "It's the anchor," Holler insisted, tapping a steady, rhythmic beat on the mic stand with one finger. "It's what holds everything together. It has to be there, solid." For Holler, a song needed a core, a truth that couldn't be argued with. It was the foundation, the place you always knew you could return to. Turn caught their own reflection in the polished black surface of the piano keys. An anchor could be a good thing, a point of stability. But an anchor could also keep you from ever going anywhere, stuck in the same spot, unable to drift or discover. The thought felt heavy, like the silence in the room.
Holler closed their eyes, shutting out the gray walls and Turn's restless energy. The best way to truly know if a line was right wasn't to analyze it, but to feel it, deep in their bones. They took a slow, centering breath, the way they always did before singing, and let the words out. "And the sky is an empty page," Holler sang. The note was pure and steady, unwavering. It felt profoundly right, like the very heart of the song. Every word they had sung before this line seemed to lead directly to it, building toward this simple, undeniable truth. It was the foundation. You couldn't build a house without a foundation, they thought. You just had to lay it down and trust its strength. "Again," Holler whispered to themselves, opening their eyes briefly before closing them once more. They sang it again, a little louder this time. "And the sky is an empty page." Yes, it gained strength, gained conviction, every time they repeated it. It felt like a fact, the absolute truth of the song, unchangeable and essential. Turn made a frustrated, almost growling noise from the piano bench. "It is an empty page, Holler. That's the whole problem. We're not writing anything on it." "We are, though," Holler insisted, their eyes flying open. "We're writing that it's empty. We're making you feel how vast and empty it is. You have to say it. You have to say it again and again so people truly believe it." For Holler, the true power of a song lay in its repetition, in the comforting return to the same thought, the same feeling, the same solid ground that never shifted.
Turn spun around on the piano bench, the sudden movement a sharp contrast to Holler's rooted stance. "But a song isn't a fact. It's a story. A story has to move. It has to surprise you, take you somewhere new." Turn's hands flew to the keys, but instead of the simple, familiar chords of their song, they played something entirely different. It was a jumble of notes, a melody that twisted and climbed and didn't seem to know its own destination. Messy, perhaps, but undeniably alive. "What if," Turn said, thinking aloud,
their gaze fixed on some unseen point beyond the booth walls. The sky isn't just an empty page. What if it's a forgotten page? A page someone tore out of a book and can't find anymore. Tern played a sad minor chord. The feeling in the small room shifted instantly, subtly but profoundly. It wasn't just empty anymore. Now it was lonely, tinged with regret. Or, Tern's eyes lit up, a new idea sparking, what if the sky is a scrunched up page, a page someone wrote a secret on and then tried to throw away? The chords became tense, full of mystery and hidden depths. The possibilities felt endless, each word a new door. You're just changing the words, Holler said flatly, unconvinced. The feeling is still the same. They didn't hear the subtle shifts turned it. To Holler, the core message remained unchanged. No, the feeling is everything, Tern countered, their fingers dancing over the keys, chasing the elusive perfect sound. We have to find the one word that flips the whole thing over. The one word that makes you see everything that came before in a totally new light. We need the turn.
Holler shook their head, stubborn. They believed in their line, in its unshakable truth. They planted their feet firmly on the floor and gripped the microphone stand even tighter. They were going to sing it one more time, and this time, Tern would simply have to hear how right it was, how solid, how absolutely necessary. And the sky is an empty page, Holler sang. They poured all their conviction into the note, holding it strong and true, a beacon. Tern didn't argue. Tern didn't sigh. This time, Tern just listened, really listened, to the steady, unyielding quality of Holler's voice. As Holler held the note, Tern's hands found the piano keys, but they didn't play the chord that was supposed to be there, the one they'd practiced 100 times. Instead, their fingers landed on a strange, beautiful new one, a chord that was full of unexpected hope and quiet surprise. The sound was magical. Holler's steady, grounding line was still there, the anchor holding firm, but Tern's new chord underneath it made that anchor feel completely different. The empty page wasn't sad or final anymore. It was a promise. It was a wide open space, a place to begin something entirely new. Holler's voice wavered for just a second, the surprise hitting them like a gentle wave. Their eyes flew open and met Tern's, wide with a dawning realization. A slow grin spread across Holler's face, transforming their earlier frustration. Wow, Holler breathed, the single word a testament to the unexpected shift. Do that again.
They did it again and again. Holler sang their anchor line, the one that never changed, the solid ground. Tern played the pivot chord, the one that changed everything, the unexpected lift. It wasn't one idea or the other. It was both, inextricably linked. Together, they created something richer, more complex. Okay, Tern said, the excitement bubbling in their voice, finally unleashed. Okay, so after your line, with my chord, what comes next? The question hung in the air, no longer heavy with frustration, but light with possibility. Holler didn't even have to think. The door was open now, flung wide. The page wasn't empty anymore. It was waiting. And the sky is an empty page, Holler sang, with Tern's surprising chord lifting the words, giving them new meaning. Then Tern leaned into their own microphone at the piano, adding the next line, their voice weaving around Holler's, a perfect counterpoint. Until you write your name. That was it. That was the turn. The missing piece. The line Holler had held onto so fiercely became the setup, the invitation. The change that Tern had discovered became the answer, the exhilarating new direction. They sang the whole verse through, their two distinct ideas locked together, creating a seamless whole.
the song was finally moving, flying forward with purpose. In the small gray booth, Tern and Holler looked at each other and smiled. The stubborn silence was gone, replaced by a song that was finally, truly whole.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tern and Holler. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.